Welcome to Desiree's Radio.
Okay, welcome to Desiree's Radio Show. In Saturday afternoon, I guess. Well, still morning. I was supposed to go to the dentist today to get the rest of the stuff done, but I canceled. Because it's so nice out, and you know, it's the day before Easter, so I'm going to stay here and get in Easter mode. Even though we don't know what we're supposed to do tomorrow. We always say this, though. We're always like, oh, we're not going to celebrate this year. And then something's going to happen and everybody's going to show up anyway. So I'm going to get ready for that and maybe try to do some shopping. Because I know it's going to be really packed today. So, and go hit Costco. It's so dangerous at Costco, though. Like, everything is $10. So, you know, okay, if you put aside $200, you're only going to get, like, 19 things or 18 things. Something like that, right? So, you have to be careful because you're going to get it in extreme bulk. But the one thing I need to get is my lobster tails. I love it because they have this bulk lobster tails. It costs, like, $148. But, oh, well, I guess if we get that, we can only get two things. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, so I'm going to stay home, and I'm just going to do a little show right now and play some music and if I think of something I want to talk about. But right now, there's not a whole lot I want to talk about, just that I feel guilty for canceling my dentist appointment. Kind of, I don't know, maybe... Well, okay, well, see, the appointment's in 40 minutes, so either way, I wouldn't have made it out there anyways, right? Because it'd take me a whole hour to drive there. It'd be like, I want to drive. Not right now. I have to wait till I'm awake. I'm also going on a week, almost like a whole week without sugar. And I still feel the same. I think I'm having sugar withdrawals. I'm not sure, but I guess it's like detoxing, so I'm being detoxed. I think the first couple days were the worst, and I can actually feel it. Like, I could feel it in my mood, you know. I snapped at people more. I was just, like, kind of cranky, like, you know. I don't know, but I mean, I feel better, but I at the same time, I don't. I'm just like, ugh, like, still nothing tastes good. So I lost like about 5 pounds this week because I have to force myself to eat. Like, nothing tastes good. It's like, and I think sugar probably increases someone's appetite. You know, it probably does. I just never knew that before. So I haven't had my appetite back, which is a good thing, but it could be a bad thing because, you know, I should be eating throughout the day or whatever, but not quite because my coffee's just not working. Okay, I guess there are sugar withdrawals. See, I thought it was in my head, but it's not. These are possibilities. Anger. If you quit cold turkey, your mood may dip and you may notice the more... that you are more angry and irritable than usual. It says, it should not last more than a couple weeks. Like, oh my gosh, it's only been a week. Anxiety. Various individuals have reported feelings of anxiety when they drop sugar from their diet. Oh. Because it influences dopamine levels and activity. Okay. Appetite changes. Eating sugar can lead some people to experience increased cravings for carbohydrates. Additionally, when you stop consuming sugar, you may notice your appetite decreases. Oh my gosh! That's me. So far, okay, cravings. Okay, I don't have no cravings, but you can get cravings. Depression. People can experience a crash in mood when they first come off sugar. The mood is typically not very extreme, but it can like feel like low grade depression. Dizziness. Most people will not feel dizzy when they stop including sugars in their diet, but more sensitive people can. Fatigue. Sugar can provide some people with short-term boost of energy. When they quit the sugar, onto another is natural. Okay. Flu-like symptoms. Okay. In some cases, people actually experience a severe reaction to cutting sugar from their diet with low-grade flu-like symptoms and headaches, insomnia, irritability, mood swings, shakes, sleep changes, weight changes. Most people notice that they lose weight when they drop sugar consumption. Weight loss is generally due to the fact that people stop eating unhealthy foods and drinking beverages with sugar that are sugar filled. Now, how long will it take? Oh, I don't know. My eyes are getting messed up. I can't read that. All right, so I feel better. I should have just read, looked it up, and read that a while ago. See, I thought it was like in my head, but it's like, no, I'm really feeling weird, like really weird. But it did say that it depends on how much you were consuming, depends on the withdrawal symptoms. Like I was saying, I was probably intaking about 10 pounds a month just for my coffee. That's not even including what foods had sugar in it. Like my teriyaki chicken, I'm sure that had sugar in it. Things like that. So, but that's cool. All right, so that's some sugar talk. All right, this is my bubble wrap show, 'cause I'm packing shit up. First I had the tape, now I've got the bubble wrap. Yeah, so tonight, I don't know, I'm pretty sure, but I'm not completely sure, but I'm pretty sure tonight I'm actually going to do my maybe about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm gonna do my live stream, and I'm gonna have to show, the whatever the craft is I pick for tonight, the thing I choose to make tonight, I'll have it on YouTube as a live stream. So I'm gonna book it for maybe 2 or 3 hours because time just flies by. But I'll be doing that tonight. I'm just kind of bummed, I was hoping to get the regular good camera on there, but I'm just going to have to use a webcam camera. And I don't know how that's going to turn out. It may turn out grainy. I know it seemed like it's a good webcam, so we'll see. But I want my camera, my real camera. I never did find it. And the one I have right now, it's not like my one that I bought. I wanted that one. They have it, but it's weird. Like the price went up on it. Like when I bought it, it was only like $120, and now I look on eBay and Amazon, and it's almost $300. Like they jacked the price up. So I'm just waiting to see if someone sells it on eBay as a used, whoever found it, if they're posting it to sell back. I found one that was only $40, but the picture that they did of it wasn't a good picture, so I couldn't tell if it had scratches on it or what. But they said it was like new, but their picture sucked. So that's why it's very important to take time with your photographs. If you're posting on eBay, have several photographs from different angles, not just one photograph of a camera on a table. Or else I totally would have bought it. There was like 10 watchers too, and I don't know if someone bought it, But, you know, that person could have made some good money on it. And it just sat there, like it went through the whole week and just sat there. And I know it's because of their pictures. Normally, I don't pay attention to the pictures. You know, I'll just look because I know like some people just aren't good with photographs. But that picture sucked. It was like an awful picture. It was like, how do you expect anybody to buy anything from you? Your pictures suck. So, I don't know. Whatever. So that's the plan for tonight. I'll be on a hangout live, and I will be live doing the craft. Just no one hate on my hands, okay? Because these are working hands, and my nails are all cut different lengths, and it's gonna have paint and crap all over it. So, if I see any comments, I'm gonna chew you guys out. Like, grow up, grow the fuck up. There's glue on there. What the hell you expect? That's the only thing. It's like people weird about it. You know, usually the girls they put nail polish on and they try to put jewelry on when they're doing the things. And I always like, what are you doing? You're supposed to get messy. This is you. Nah, that's not art. What are you doing? You don't decorate your hands before you do the art. Not me. I just throw it in there. I have a couple of videos where you could see, like one of them, I do ink, and I do this etching. You know, you etch and then you do the ink and all that. And my hands are like totally black, like they just got ink all over the place. That one was pretty messy. I was like, damn, I'm sloppy. What the heck, you know?